Welcome to the Whole Enchilada, a community of high achievers that fight the status quo, rebel against mediocrity, and make life happen. Let's go. Hey, Enchilada Nation, super excited to be with you today to share with you a few things that are on my mind right now in this solo cast. As you guys know, there are some interesting things going on in our world, in our economy, and in the landscape of our business right now, which is causing us to sit back and have to recreate how we succeed. For the majority of us, how we've succeeded in business over the last 5-10 years is completely different than how we have to approach it now. So one of the things that I get asked or called or asked to speak on all the time is, what is the magic button? What is the magic sauce, that special recipe of how to succeed in this market? So even though we're going into a new market, a new economy, and a new way the world is moving, yes, there are some new strategies that can be implemented. Even though there may be some new strategies that need and should be implemented, and there needs to be some creativity infused in creating those strategies, there's one thing that is going to be the great differentiator of the people that make it and win in the coming market and the people that fail. And this has been tried and true since really the beginning of time, regardless of what tools and technology was available and what was going on in the world. And that is your ability and commitment to work hard. Hard work. It was interesting. I had a conversation with a friend of mine the other day. We were at dinner and he made the comment that there was one thing that set him apart from everybody else, and that was his work ethic, his ability to work hard. And he sat and got quiet for a minute. And he said, unfortunately, the way our country is set up now, we're not building people with a great work ethic anymore. And it was an interesting turn of our conversation to sit and think about this next generation coming up. Are they seeing great examples of not only people that work hard, but people that have had to work hard through adversity? Because even though a lot of us have worked hard over the last 5-10 years and succeeding, we were working hard at a proven activity, a proven procedure and how to win. And we weren't necessarily working hard through adversity. It made me think about this painting. I'm going to hold it up for those of you watching on YouTube. And for those of you that are listening on the podcast, I will make this the cover picture for the podcast, but you could also look it up if you Google pull it one more mile. It's a picture of a workhorse. I love this picture. This was given to me by my dad in about 2005. And as you know, we were coming into, specifically coming into 2007, 2008, 2009, coming into a tough economy, is I reflected back and looked on this picture often. In fact, it's in my office, my home office. But the thing I love about this picture, and I'm going to describe it for you, for those of you listening, it's this big draft workhorse. And he is all the things that you would expect. He's muscly, he's big, he's leaning in. But a couple, if you look at the picture specifically, and I encourage you to, again, to Google and look at it, there's a couple things that stand out. This picture was an actual picture taken in 1917 of this draft horse working in a mine. And you can imagine that this horse was working day in and day out, doing the same task over and over and over again. But the couple things I love about this, his eyes are down, looking down, leaning forward. He's got blinders on, meaning that he's not getting distracted by all the things that are going around. Like you see horses often too, they get jumpy around all the little things going around them. The blinders are on, the eyes are down, it's focused on a goal. His ears are turned forward, only focusing on hearing what is ahead of him, because that is the direction he's going. His head is down, leaning forward. His hooves, you could tell, are turned in and digging in, pushing forward towards the front, towards the goal. He's properly yoked. One of the things I love about this is, even if you have an incredibly strong horse that has the determination to pull, if he doesn't have the right equipment around him, he doesn't have the ability to pull efficiently. This horse has a big yoke over his shoulders, the straps around his girth, the chains properly placed to disperse the weight and the load. All of these things come together for this horse to be able to pull one more mile. And when he pulls that one more mile, then he'll have the ability to pull one more mile behind that. Oftentimes I compared myself to this workhorse of saying, am I that determined Am I that focused? Am I leaning in where I need to lean? Have I pulled the right equipment? Am I yoked properly to win and succeed to the next level? I think this is what it's going to take. The creativity, the thinking of new ideas, the implementation of those things, that's great. And we need to do those things, but not coupled with hard work. Even when we implement a new strategy or a new procedure, if we're not going to work hard at it and move it through, we're not going to stick with it long enough to even know if that strategy or procedure is the magic sauce that we're looking for to get us to the new level. There's a couple of things that as I thought through this conversation today, there's a quote by Kevin Hart, who, as you know, is one of the funniest men in Hollywood, but he's also one of the hardest workers in Hollywood and has that reputation. He says, hard work and determination equal success. So if all of us want to succeed now in this market, we need hard work and determination. My favorite definition of the word determination is this: to possess a firmness of purpose. When the desire to succeed is stronger than the option of failing. To possess a firmness of purpose. So one of the questions I would ask is, do you have clarity on your purpose of why you must succeed in this market? Do you have clarity on your personal mission, vision, statement of what it means to you and your legacy and your family if you do succeed at a high level and work through this, and what new opportunities will be created if you do it, versus if you don't have the tenacity to work hard and be determined through that, will your purpose fall apart and not come to fruition, and the only person's shoulders that will lie on is yours? If we don't have clarity on our purpose and what we're trying to accomplish, it's too easy to stop. It's too easy when the burden is pushed on our shoulders and we don't see the next step to give up, to retreat, to start getting creative again and not take action. So get clarity on purpose, determination, to possess a firmness of purpose. And again, when he says, when the desire to succeed is stronger than the option of failing, we have to want to succeed more than we want to taste failure. And that's given. All of us will say, anybody, anywhere will say, I want to succeed more than I want to fail. But if we stack up your activities and your calendar and your tools and your to-do and the way you're spending your time, would those things suggest that you really do want success more than you have fear around failure? I would make the argument that a lot of us, our words are saying we want to succeed more than we want to fail, but the way we use our time and our energy and the resources available to us would suggest otherwise. This is our opportunity in this market. Plato said, the harder you work, the luckier you get. And if you think about it, those in our industries, those who are saying they want to succeed but don't want to do the work, the way they point out the success of others is how lucky they are. Oh man, they're so lucky they have this. They are so lucky they're having this amount of success. But what they're not seeing is the amount of hard work, preparation, determination, and tenacity that went into creating what is perceived by that person to be luck, but was a direct result of that person applying hard work and determination. What makes you unstoppable in this market, this moment, this era of your life? What makes you unstoppable? Which I will put a quick plug, one of my favorite go-to songs when I need a pump up is Sia singing Unstoppable. Go look it up. It's a great song. But what makes you unstoppable right now? The person that's going to eat up market share, that's going to move their purpose forward, that's going to win for you and your family. Hard work is the fuel between impossible and possible. The more you apply your work ethic in the right ways of that energy, you're increasing the probability of success. Anything is possible. Those not willing to put forth the effort and the work, it's impossible. And those without determination have a low probability. I hope this message resonates with you today as part of the Enchilada Nation. It's about living a balanced life across multiple platforms, not just succeeding in work, but succeeding in fitness, succeeding in spirituality, succeeding in family relationships, and succeeding in business. It's a complete package. The story is the same. If all of those things are important for you, all of them should get effort. If you're willing to work hard at all of those things individually and all of those things collectively, then you will succeed. Stay determined, stay the path, lean in, be like that draft horse. Eyes down, blinders on, ears forward, shoulders pushing forward, properly yoked, dig in. Let's go make life happen on our terms.